Welcome to the show. My name is Kim Harris. This is Stories of Change. And today I've got a very powerful episode in store for you. We're going to be diving deep into the world of empathy and compassion and exploring how they foster togetherness and belonging in our lives. But before I get too stuck into it, I'm going to play a bit of a fun song. This one's by Robert Palmer, Change His Ways. Enjoy this one. You're listening to 99.1 Stories of Change. My name is Kim Harris. Welcome back. This last term, I actually outlined the stages of change and the processes of change to help you feel empowered to make changes in your life. And that's what I've been talking about. And I'm focusing this term on how important it is for people to change together. And one of the factors of successful change is having the support of helping partners. So that is why togetherness and belonging is so important. And togetherness and belonging plus the need for individual and organizational change are both essential if you want to grow and develop personally and professionally. So that's what we're talking about, all these wonderful things. Today, I'm going to be focusing in on a couple of key parts or components of togetherness and belonging, which is empathy and compassion. And they play a crucial role in our relationships and interaction with others. So I thought I'd start in my typical way of actually defining what some of these words actually mean. So first up, we've got empathy. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. It allows us to truly connect with someone on an emotional level and to see the world through their eyes. So it's kind of like that saying, walk a day in another man's shoes. So that kind of idea. Compassion, on the other hand, is the sympathetic concern for the suffering or misfortune of others, and it involves a genuine desire to alleviate their pain and make a positive difference in someone else's life. So I had an example of this many, many years ago when a good friend of mine actually lost her son, her 8-year-old son, which was very tragic. And I just remember we couldn't really do much, but we all were together and we just cried together and we just felt the pain of that together. And in that small way, we helped her to cry as well. And that was a part of expressing and alleviating some of that intensity of that emotion. So that's an example of compassion where we were just moved to tears by her situation. So these qualities of empathy and compassion are essential in fostering a sense of togetherness and belonging. So that's why they're so important. And when we show empathy towards others, we're actually validating their experience and we're validating their emotions and we're creating a safe space for them to express themselves authentically, actually just say what's there and on their mind. So compassion, on the other hand, allows us to extend that helping hand, to be there for others in their time of need. A key word in this is the word validate. So a definition for validate or validation is to check or prove the validity or accuracy of something. So that's checking in with someone and really making sure that you're accurately understanding where they're coming from. And that's when you actually do that, when you do check in and when you do try to determine, you know, what is really going on here for this person, you're demonstrating then the value of what they're going through and you're showing up in a way of support. So that's where we're actually then making or declaring what we've understood by the situation so we can clarify what's really going on for somebody. So a key word of empathy and compassion is the word validate. So I'm going to unpack that a little bit more. Like it's all well and good to know all the meanings of the words, but how do we apply this in a real life context? So before that, I'm going to play a song. Now this is a song, it's a bit of a quirky one, which I quite like. It's called the Empathy Song and it's by the Mosaic Project. So enjoy this one. Let's explore the benefits of empathy and compassion on our personal and professional relationships, because this is really what will make the difference between you listening to me today and actually trying to apply some of these concepts to your relationships in life. So when we cultivate these qualities, we actually foster trust. We also foster understanding and deeper connection in our personal lives. So on a personal level, it enables us to build stronger bonds to the people in our life and to truly see and appreciate the people around us. And as I've talked about in previous episodes, it's so important to pay attention to the people in our life every now and then and really look in their eyes and really express that appreciation of them. So that is where you're actually cultivating exactly what I'm talking about, this sense of empathy and compassion for others. But it doesn't end just in our personal life. So I'm not sure about you, but a large majority of my life, I'm actually at work. So it applies in a professional realm as well. Empathy and compassion in the workplace are equally vital. I do sometimes just, it boggles my brain. I know a couple of my sons are in the construction industry and another one that's in, he's a chef. And some of the ways that these people behave in the workplace is definitely not empathetic and definitely not compassionate. So there are some industries out there that could really take some notice of the importance of showing up and being kind of emotionally intelligent enough to support people in the workplace as well. There's some room there for growth, definitely, from some of the stories I've heard. I understand we've got to get on with things and it's not always a good idea to be talking about our feelings at work. But if we've had something particularly stressful, it can make a big difference to just say, oh, I've just had one of those mornings, and someone to go, yeah, I know what you mean, mate. So it's just a good idea to enhance the teamwork and the collaboration and your effectiveness as a leader to know when to employ empathy and compassion. It doesn't mean you have to agree with people. It just means that you are trying to understand and relate to your colleagues and provide a supportive and inclusive work environment where everybody is able to thrive. So there's some of the benefits. We are much, when we're connected, it's much easier because life isn't easy. And so there's going to be struggles from time to time. And to have those supportive relationships, I'm sure you can appreciate, has a lot of value. So with that note, I have got a song here that poses a very good question. Where is the love? Where is the love? And this is by the Black Eyed Peas. So enjoy this one. That was When Love Takes Over by David Guetta and Kelly Rowland. And it's a great idea, isn't it? What would happen to the world if love completely took over? I think that would be a really good thing to happen. And I'm going to talk about some practical ways that we can actually increase the amount of empathy and compassion we're experiencing on a day-to-day basis. So I really want these episodes to be very, very practical. And so let's share some practical tips. I'm so sorry, my throat's very playing up this morning. So sorry for the bit of the coughing there. So first thing we want to do is practice active listening, it's called. And that's just simply where we truly tune in and listen to others. We really seek to understand their experience and their emotions, and we use words to validate their feelings. And in that way, we're providing, as I said before, that supportive kind of space for them to just share. And I'm not sure if you have kids of your own or know some kids, but if you think about even when you were a kid yourself, when an adult pays, just simply paid attention to you, you often felt really loved. And that's simply because paying attention equals love quite often. So when we give people our full attention without distraction, that's the first thing that we can do when we're seeking to practice active listening. So try that one on for size. Just put away your distractions and really give someone your full attention. That's a pretty easy one. The second tip that I could give you would be to learn how to validate a person. So many people will go through their whole lives without hearing beautiful validations from someone who isn't distracted or isn't focused on something else. Validation is the pathway to someone's heart and soul, and it's how to light someone up and let them know they are enough and they are worthy for who they are as a person. We can use validation in this really powerful way when anyone shares a feeling or a challenge. And in the beginning, you just need to set your intention that you are going to make this person feel understood, seen, and heard. And as I said, lots of people go through their whole lives without ever hearing these types of validations. And in my work as a coach, it's a really important part of developing rapport and allowing people to move through their emotions and close those emotional loops. Very, very important. So I'm going to go into some guiding principles of validation because it is such a key feature of empathy and compassion. So the first guiding principle when you seek to validate someone is when someone shares a problem, do not share a solution unless they ask for one. People mostly are just wanting to be understood first and foremost. All they need is that space where it's okay to express themselves. It's also not about agreeing with them. It's just all about them and how they feel as a person. So that's the first guiding principle. Don't share a solution unless you're asked for one. And I find this quite an interesting difference between the sexes, so males and females. So quite often the men in our life, they're fixers, and they jump to fix, so they jump to give you a solution, and they don't always understand, because they're just wired that way, that they need to just take a pause and only offer that solution if you ask for it. Whereas women are quite okay usually with just listening to people. So sometimes perhaps our men might like us to step forward and offer a solution, so that they don't feel like they're always the ones that got to create a solution to a problem, for example. So as you can see, communication is such a vital feature of validation. So that's the first guiding principle. The second guiding principle for validating someone effectively is to don't make it about yourself. So don't talk about yourself, even if you think it's relevant. Wait until you're asked, and don't be defensive. If they just want to talk things through, just reflect back to them that you're listening and wanting to understand them. So we've kind of got this little bit of a movement, like the Me Too kind of movement, and there's for and against this. I do personally feel like sometimes when I'm talking to a really close friend that knows me really well, I do appreciate it when they do say, yeah, I know what you mean, I've been through a similar thing. I do feel that connection when they're willing to share vulnerably about themselves as well. It makes me feel like I'm in it together. I'm not the only one that's ever experienced what I'm experiencing. So that's a bit of a guiding principle, just to not make it about yourself, because if you do it all the time, it can be definitely and kind of put a barrier between you and the person who's needing to share. So something to think about there as a guiding principle. The third guiding principle to validation is to ask questions. So as we talked about in the definition of the word validate, it's all about checking in and gaining that accuracy, like understanding that where they're coming from and being accurate in your understanding of that. So ask questions like, could you tell me more about that? Or is it okay if I ask a question so I can really understand what's going on for you? So asking questions like that can really show the person that you really are listening and you're being thoughtful in what they're saying. So that's a third guiding principle. That's an important one. Ask questions. The fourth guiding principle is to show your respect and admiration for them and acknowledge what they're going through. So you can say things like, that sounds really challenging, and good on you for coming to where you are. That's amazing. And things like, it's wonderful you're so committed to taking action in this way. You can also ask questions to show your respect and admiration, or acknowledge what they're going through, and use that compassion muscle by asking questions like, is there anything else I can do for you? Or how can I help? Or just simply affirming, I'm here for you. So imagine what it would be like for you if you're going through a tough time and someone just says, look, I'm here for you. Is there anything I can do? And really showing up for you in that way can be deeply comforting. So there's four guiding principles to validation, because it is such an important skill to cultivate, the ability to validate someone, acknowledge what they're going through, and kind of reflect it back to them in a very supportive way. So with that in mind, I'm going to play a song called Humble and Kind, and it's by Tim McGraw, because I think it does take a degree of humility and lack of defensiveness to just listen to somebody and respond to them in the ways that I've described. So enjoy this one. It's 10 minutes to 9, and this is 99.1 Yarra Valley FM. Lovely to have you along today. I've been talking about some tips for how you can practically cultivate some empathy and compassion towards others in your life. I was talking about a couple of practices. So first one was active listening, and the second one was to how to validate. And then I gave you some insight into some guiding principles of validation. But there's a couple more tips too. The third one along is to engage in acts of kindness and random acts of compassion. So small gestures can make a significant impact on someone's day and create a ripple effect of positivity throughout the world. I've talked about it on other shows, the principle of the butterfly effect. When you're in a good mood, you actually influence 80,000 other people in this butterfly effect kind of way. So one positive thing does really go a long way. So think about a random act of kindness perhaps that you can perform today, and don't put it off. Go and do it. The fourth tip for today is to practice perspective taking. So this is something that I really, really love about the work that I do in coaching, because it's all about how we're looking at things and stepping out of the role of the participant in our lives sometimes and just choosing to observe things for a bit. And this is exactly what this tip is all about. It's about putting yourself in someone else's shoes and trying to understand their experience and emotions from their point of view. So it's kind of like taking a step back and sort of saying, well, yeah, I'm just going to try this on and imagine what they must have gone through in life to think or feel the way that they do. So it involves considering an alternate perspective, perhaps to the one that you've got. And it's about cultivating empathy through that perspective taking can really deepen your connections with others and really bring you closer together with the people that you love. So perspective taking is definitely a great art to learn. And I do believe that he who has the most flexibility within any system has the most choice. So taking a new perspective is all about taking you, only you can control how you act towards others, what you think at any given moment and what you say to people. So it's very, very important to take control and understand that you do have some choices in the way that you respond to people. And taking that step back and looking at someone from a purely observant kind of way can really facilitate that. So something to think about there. But finally, the most important tip that I'll leave you with is the don't forget to develop self-compassion. So most of us have never learnt really how to empathize or be compassionate towards others. So by practicing mindfulness and self-care and showing kindness to ourselves, we actually enhance our capacity to have these things for others. We're all struggling in some way and we all wish to find some peace within. So common humanity is an aspirational concept that kind of challenges us to consider that we've all got something in common. The truth is you're not the only one struggling or having a tough time quite often, and it makes you part of the human race. So applying the principles of validation to yourself, everything that I've talked about, when you've got a problem, give yourself some space to just share how you feel. Talk to yourself about, well, I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed. It's okay to express yourself and then move into those things. Don't necessarily talk yourself in and out of it. And don't be defensive or try and minimize what you're feeling. So that's the second guiding principle. Don't be defensive. Don't kind of go, oh, I'm just being silly and I've got to get on with it. I've got to, you know, toughen up or man up or whatever you might like to say to yourself. No, you don't need to do that. Don't be defensive. Perhaps ponder some questions like, I wonder what is really going on for me. So apply all of these things to yourself. And also the fourth guiding principle was to show your respect and admiration for yourselves. If you're going through a tough day, sometimes just brushing your teeth is an achievement. And I've certainly had days like that. So develop that way of validating yourself and show up for yourself, be your own best friend, because this is the way to practice and increase your capacity to show that empathy and compassion towards others as well. So, lots to think about, lots of tips there for how you can practically apply what we've been talking about this morning with empathy and compassion. It is actually about 5 to 9 now, so we're concluding this episode, but I just want you to remember that cultivating empathy and compassion is a lifelong journey. And by implementing some of these practical tips, we can actually create a ripple effect of love, understanding, and togetherness in our lives and the lives of those around us. So these are the things that I'm very passionate about. So thanks for joining us today, and be sure to tune in for our next episode. Next week, I'm actually going to be delivering my show on a Monday. So join me on Monday at 10 a.m. And I'm going to continue to explore the power of togetherness and belonging, and by delving into the topic of actually overcoming isolation and loneliness. So as we all know, we've heard about it before, we're all in lockdown, and so we've all experienced that in different ways, and some of us are feeling really cut off still. So we really want to make sure that you understand all about that, like what is isolation and loneliness and how can we overcome that. So if that's something that would be of interest to you, please join me next Monday. Also, if you can't make it on Monday, that's totally cool, because all of my episodes are actually podcast on the yarravalley.org.au website. They're also available on my own personal website, kimharris.co. So feel free to catch up on last season's show or any other show that takes your fancy there. I'd love to hear from you too. So anytime you've got some experiences or tips or anything that you might like to share with us, feel free to get in touch with me via social media. You can catch up with me through the Yarra Valley Facebook group or my own personal one, Kim Harris. I'd love to hear any stories from you or how you've inspired or how you've cultivated, empathy and compassion in your life. And by sharing that, you can inspire others on their journey towards deeper connections with people in their lives as well. So very happy to do some interviews. So that's all for today's episode on cultivating empathy and compassion. So stay tuned for more thought-provoking discussions on the power of togetherness and belonging. I'm Kim Harris. Thanks for joining me today, and I'll be signing off. Bye for now.